In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Meanwhile, in Florida.
Pause. Holy shit, that's fucking loud. Oh. Why is that coming in so hot? Okay. There we are.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay. Meanwhile, in Florida.
Why?
Why?
I don't do this shit. I'm not fucking doing it.
You lived there. Yes, you do.
No, I didn't.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
You lived in Florida for 12 years.
That's not a fact.
You've said it multiple times on this show.
No, I didn't.
You got some great moves, Todd. You dance like...
Ah! That one isn't fixed yet. Fucking Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember me to cut that out.
Yes.
Remember
me. Yeah, I will remember you. That's what the fuck happens when you talk shit about Florida.
You got some great moves, Todd. You dance like a white man, and I love it.
Fine. Florida.
Nigga needs the soundboard taken away. Do you know where Hardy County is, by the way? You ever heard of that one?
No. Mm. Yeah, I also, like, during my time living there, I rarely fucking left Orange County. When I say rarely, I think I went... No, we actually lived in Seminole County, but, like, a quarter mile from Orange County.
Oh, okay.
Like, you might as well have just called it fucking Orange County. Right. Like, fucking, yeah. And that was quite literally my last year. Like, you and I, we had our plan together. That's how fucking tightly Phoenix Cleater and I planned. Like, we got it together where we were, like, gonna sign this lease. Mm-hmm. One last year in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, start. She went, found an apartment. We did a fucking fundraiser. And fucking took the money we had, got in the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
I started sending boxes up there to the post office every day of my shit, all the way to where I was literally down to my last two pairs of pants.
Mm-hmm.
A raggedy pair of work pants I planned on throwing away, and my jeans and shirt I planned on wearing on the plane. I had two pairs of pants, one shirt, and a pair of Chuck Taylors, and my backpack with my laptop. And everything else had been shipped, and we planned it all the way down to that fucking Friday, and then I left Florida.
Yep.
Like, Phoenix Leader and I, we planned this shit hard. All right? And now we're here.
Started from the bottom, now we're
Oh, it was here. The bottom, folks. We should really show people that.
That apartment was so fucking raggedy.
Yikes.
Raggedy. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Hardy County, Florida.
Man, do it.
A Florida man was arrested this week.
It wasn't fair.
You want to guess why?
Because he was sober and making sound arguments against animal cruelty. Fact.
Interestingly enough, this is arguably an animal cruelty case.
Exactly. Exactly, nigga.
Yes.
He was arrested this week after deputies conducted a traffic stop and found a live alligator in the passenger seat.
And his name was Oliver and Company. I said his. I don't know. See how cis my mind is? But fucking, yeah. Oliver and Company is the alligator's name.
No.
That's a fact.
No.
That's a fact.
No.
Milo and Otis.
It would eat Milo and Otis.
That bullshit. Which one was the cat?
I don't know.
The cat would have won.
The cat might have won. And then it would get its head bitten off by that fucking dinosaur bird.
False.
Ugh. All right. Yeah, I can't remember the name of that bird, but there's a creepy-ass bird that gets, like, 4 feet tall, and it's terrifying, and apparently eats crocodile, baby crocodiles and shit.
No, you showed me that thing. It gets to 5 feet.
Oh, then 5 feet tall. It can be up to 5 feet tall, yeah.
Yeah, that thing could, like, dead up kill us.
Yeah!
Because its beak is like a fucking sledgehammer.
Right. It's fucking scary.
Yeah.
Fucking thing. All right, so Anthony Richardson was pulled over in the area of SR-64 and Pioneer Park in Zolfo Springs.
It really shouldn't be funny when you say their names. Why? That's not even a funny name. Anthony Richardson?
Yeah, very common.
Right, but for some reason, it's become a thing with white-on-white crime that it's funny to say the name.
Because before I said his name, I told you he had an alligator in his car.
Huh. Like, yeah, I guess anything he does is funny now.
Like, what?
Yeah. Committing a white-on-white crime makes you a pre-existing condition.
Shit, I mean, it should. Investigators also located illegal drugs on his person, and prior to searching Richardson's car... Investigators located illegal drugs on his person and prior to searching Richardson's car when he told detectives he had a live alligator in the front seat.
Whoa, it was like a baby alligator? Like, how could they not see? It has to be a baby alligator if they couldn't just see it. Because alligators
are fucking big.
Yeah.
When asked if he had an alligator trapping hunting license, that's what the fuck they asked him?
Libertarian wasteland.
But even if you have a trap, why is it alive in your car?
I mean, I guess if you have tape around its mouth. It's okay?
No! What?
Yeah, it is.
You don't... So you got a hunting license for alligators just to keep them alive in your car? That's what's going on?
It's a style issue.
Someone asked if he had an alligator trapping hunting license. Richardson stated that he did not. What are you, a fucking unicorn now?
Wearing a dunce hat because I'm fucking doing white-on-white crime again. people listening to podcast audio, don't worry about it.
Oh my god.
Is dunce ableist? I think I want to look into that.
It might be. I think there's like an argument to be made there.
Yeah. Fucking it. Dead up though, I was about to say everything is ableist, but really when it comes to oppression, everything is everything. Like, remember when you kept saying, that's enough from the peanut gallery? I was like, that sounds racist. And then we read about it, and we were like, yep, it's racist. Everything's racist. Everything's misogynist. Everything's able. Everything really is, because that's the societal norms.
Yeah.
And that's, fuck it, white-on-white crime.
What fucking SJW.
What's he doing?
Someone asked if he had a trapping hunting license. He stated he did not, and that a friend had given him the alligator, which he planned on releasing into the river.
Happy Kwanzaa. Fuck it. He was a gator.
They do say it's a baby alligator. So investigators located a baby alligator in a black bag with its mouth taped shut. Why is it in a... You know what? I don't know.
Black... And they don't even... Did they specify the type of bag?
No, just a black bag.
Did this nigga had a duffel bag with an alligator in it?
Yes.
Because that sounds about right, right? Baby alligator, maybe too big for a shopping bag. Probably don't want to put them in plastic, oxygen, and all that life.
Right.
This motherfucker probably had a duffel bag with a fucking alligator in it. And then that makes me think... I think it was an Omar Epps movie. Mm-hmm. And he was playing the foosball on at the college level. And I think in that movie there was a scene where like a racist white dude on the team like let an alligator out into the showers with the black
I remember dudes. That. Because they wouldn't turn off the music or something.
Yeah, it's something
like the
that.
White people were like listening to, I don't know, like heavy metal or something. And then like the black players came in and like put on rap and they were like, fuck you. And yeah, someone put an alligator in
in the fucking showers.
I remember that shit.
Yeah. So now, the fact that it's in a duffel bag, I said fact. The fact that I'm assuming it's in a duffel bag makes me wonder, was he headed to a gym in a black area to let it out to reenact that scene before he dies?
I don't know.
That's a lot. This is all speculation, folks. It's all metaphorical.
Why the fuck would you... Why would you do any of this? So he said he wanted to release it in the river, but it's like, why don't you just fucking call animal control? That's literally what they're here for.
I like that we have dead air because we're bewildered by the shit we choose to cover. Like, so many times in the history of this program, we just like, and then nobody says anything for like 5 seconds. We just have dead air because we're like, fucking, why are we doing this?
It's not why are we covering this. It's why are they giving us this shit to cover? Why do you have an alligator in your front seat, sir?
Because they got their hands on gunpowder and said it's on Mother Earth. That's literally, basically, white people are a teenager saying, fuck you, Mother Earth. And that's just the stage of evolution we're in right now.
That's what's going on?
Yes.
Okay.
White people are the fuck you, mom of evolution.
Well, just remember, chimpanzees are starting to walk on two legs, and orangutans are fishing with spears.
Come kill us, man.
Well, I mean, I would like to see some other people go first. Shit!
These things make sense.
All right.
Word.
So investigators located a baby alligator in a black bag with its mouth taped shut in the front seat. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission was contacted, and after speaking with a wildlife officer, detectives untaped the alligator's mouth. This is a typo that says untapped. I'm amused.
Why? Why would you do that? I don't give a fuck if it's a baby alligator. It's an alligator's mouth. It's gonna walk up and untap it.
And then they safely released it into the Peace River.
The libertarian wasteland would have the Peace River.
Richardson was booked into the Hardy County Jail for multiple drug charges and illegally possessing or capturing an alligator, because apparently illegal possession of an alligator is something they had to make laws about in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my first thought, too, because it's like, that didn't come out of nowhere.
Yes.
There was precedent.
Yes.
And I want to know what that case was.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Girl. And I can only imagine what sort of family bloodline with what name could be in there. Sessions versus the state of Florida.
Something. It'll be like those fucking guys from, I think it was, the show was actually called Swamp People.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, where it was like, just some, like, fucking, like, isolated ass fucking rednecks. I think it was, like, rural Louisiana bayou shit. And there was two brothers who were old as hell and lived together, never got married. You know, the rest of the family was dead because these guys, all gray hair. They were old. And this one nigga was always walking around fucking barefoot in a bayou. I'm like, oh, he got, like, rattlesnakes, fucking, I don't know, scorpions or something, spiders.
What's that? What's that worm they get out there?
Hookworm?
Yeah, that's where you got to keep the hookworm. Keep you calm. Anybody, when you don't get the hookworm, you get all jumpy. Get to running around like them little Necro City kids. It ain't right. It ain't right. You need your hookworm, son.
Fucking barefoot all the time. I don't know.
I need to talk more directly into the microphone as well. Right? I keep turning and talking to you, and then I'm like trying to put the side of my mouth to the microphone. Like, you know, I'm still recording professionally.
Yes. Where the fuck is this? Oh, I think this is Texas. Yes, it is, because the Texas game warden was tweeting about it.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Oh, God.
Huh. That's a pretty good song. It's the whoops, there it is of Texas.
Texas can keep it. Hikers, and you know what, I'm just gonna preempt this. I have not seen the hikers in question. I am just, based on the context of the story, making an assumption about the racial background of these hikers, because I know ain't no niggas did this shit.
Remember, the first video that I saw of someone tampering with food products in a store, that was somebody that was, would be ID'd as black.
I'm telling you, niggas ain't did this shit. And that's, I've actually seen other videos of people tampering with food in stores, and they were decidedly white male YouTubers.
Yeah, but now there's one where I guess people are using this to kind of, I hate the word justify. It seems intellectually lazy, but it's all I have.
Yeah.
Which means I'm just intellectually incompetent. But the fucking, they're using it to justify their transphobia. because the person happens to be a trans woman that put Listerine in her mouth and then spit it back in the bottle.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the ice cream chick.
I thought that was
I thought the Listerine one was white.
No, but they're transgender.
Oh, well, you said the first person you saw the ice
cream.
That
was ice cream. Yeah.
Yeah, which I'm like, y'all weren't this mad when that company was literally killing people because they had bad product. They had a 5-year-long outbreak.
Yeah, I remember Mike Malloy yelling about that because I'm a nerdy leftist.
Yeah, that's just been interesting. But she had the flu. She could have made people sick. What about immunocompromised people? She licked that ice cream and she could have killed someone. I'm like, but that company literally did kill people because they had a 5-year run of bad product.
Yeah, and like, and Mike Malloy was covering like when that facility was investigated and how grody it was.
Oh yeah, the fucking who was it? The CDC, I think, just did another investigation of ice cream factories, and like 1 in 5 is not up to par.
So that's bullshit. Did they do sherbet?
I don't know. Probably.
They better do sherbet and find out what's happening because I like sherbet and beer.
But yeah, so that's going on. I don't know, and also. Don't complain to me about someone tampering with food and making food disgusting if you don't also support Medicare for All so that immunocompromised people can actually afford medication should they get sick. Okay.
Yeah, they support Medicare for All. It's just that I just don't think he can beat Trump. And beating Trump is more important than people's health.
It is.
Because I just don't like looking at him.
Yes.
Those fucking animals deserve another 4.
Ugh. Yeah, but I don't.
If you get a neoliberal, it's going to be the same thing without funny tweets.
Ugh. All right. 2 lost hikers were left feeling a little sheepish after calling for help over what they thought was a quote-unquote aggressive wild pig chasing them down.
What?
What?
An aggressive... Wait. Mm-hmm. 2 hikers they were missing.
Well, they got kind of lost because they... went off the trail because they were running from a pig. And I don't mean a cop in this context. I mean an actual wild hog.
Nah, you're talking about a cop. A Kamala.
When the pigs chase you, so you have to call pigs to get help from the pigs.
It's fucking meta.
But here's the thing. In reality, the sound that the pair mistook for vicious grunting and snorting was actually cars going over a rumble strip on the road.
So they didn't even look to see if they were being chased by something. They didn't do the over the shoulder. They just ran.
And that's why I said, like, I haven't seen them, but I'm making an assumption.
The only time you do the just run is if you're black and you see another black person running.
Run, yes.
And you're like, oh, fuck, they're coming to get us again. Shit. Is it Madonna pretending to adopt us? This bullshit. Let's go.
That was a great video, by the way. Where it was just like one black dude running and then a bunch of other dudes just randomly like as he's running.
The one that was like scripted.
Yeah.
And like made the rounds. Yeah. That was like back in those days when people like me thought that Vine was going to be a thing.
Right.
I remember thinking that like, oh, that's going to be the new shit. I got to learn how to use that.
Right.
Anybody feeling a little viney lately? Anybody filling the vine?
And it was funny because then like someone added on to it and it was 2 white guys who took off running and they were with their black friends. Their black friends just stayed there. And they were like, guys, come on. I'm like, if you're running from it, it's going to kill us anyway. I'm just going to stand here.
That kind of reminds me the first time I worked in a warehouse, real briefly, only a few months. And we're just like unloading trucks. This warehouse was essentially an international post office for corporations. Mm-hmm. And we're unloading trucks for shit to go to Target stores, mostly from China, the Philippines, you know, places where the that whole thing in 1994 sent jobs to.
Yes.
And white dude in management is walking by saying, all right, everybody, let's go ahead and let's head toward the exit door and get on out of here. And we're like, well, that's what we're doing now? We are heading to the exit door, getting out? It's not break time, is it? Mm-hmm. Black dude comes by, dipping, said, propane leak! Get the fuck out!
Oh, yeah. Well, see?
There I appreciate go. The black man. Propane leak? Yeah, I'm scared the fuck of propane.
Right. Oh, just need a little honesty sometimes. So, according to the Canyon Park Police, a woman called 911 from inside Government Canyon State Park around 11:30 p.m., saying she had climbed a tree to get away from an animal that had been growling and following her.
And so, white women just assuming.
I told you, this ain't no niggas. I'm telling you. I am telling you.
Right? I just naturally said that. I forgot that you prefaced it. Damn.
She was ultimately put in touch with a park police officer, and she, quote, urged him to please hurry because there was an animal she believed to be a wild pig nearby and growling.
You know what? Do you think that they may have just misheard him and they were really saying a wild nig? They may have just been saying a wild nig because he was following me and growling.
Maybe.
I know, right?
Hey, maybe.
Is that what they call doing rhetorical Pilates? Is that the old, right, am I a verbal Stretch Armstrong? Is yes. That a reach is what I'm trying to figure out.
Do you
out.
Need a chiropractor?
Chiropractors are bullshit.
And this nigga hate everything.
Well, you think they're bullshit too.
I've been to one.
What did they do?
Cracked my back.
For how much money dollars?
Like 50.
Fucking hucksters.
The officer initially had trouble finding her, but managed to get her location after she sent him her location via text message on her iPhone.
Oh, fuck. What? So now, wait. Hmm. The cop is a male?
Yeah.
And now he has her phone number?
Wait, man, she can't. I don't think they specify the gender of the officer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if she starts getting harassed by a cop via text message, we'll know. Let that be the next story.
Once there, the officer found she was in the tree with another person, but there was no sign of a wild pig. However, the officer did hear a car drive over a nearby rumble strip and asked the hikers if that was the sound they were talking about. It was. So they just took off running from nothing, though. Like, didn't even fucking look.
What? There may have been pickers out there. With attitude.
With attitude.
Yeah.
Embarrassed by the misperceived threat, the lost hikers were reassured by the officer that the unknown can be scary, and their reaction was surprisingly common.
Oh, fuck, so that's just happening? That's just part of his fucking job?
Okay, but then also, to have that level of, like, no, it's okay, the unknown can be scary type of patience.
They were quiet. And it wasn't, you are being charged for wasting an officer's valuable time.
Exactly.
Don't you understand? I could have saved the next JonBenet Ramsey, but I was here with your black ass.
Exactly.
Indeedly do, neighbor. Yeah.
So, I thought that was kind of fun. and then they just have, like, little fun, like, tidbits at the bottom of this article. This is on the Huffington Post.
Yes, ma'am.
Bizarre mix-ups like this can often lead to people to call 911 and feel a little ridiculous after. Earlier this year, deputies in Oregon responded to a report of a possible home invasion after a house sitter said someone was inside the bathroom. The intruder turned out to be a Roomba.
Oh, Jesus.
And last year, a woman in England called police after she heard sounds that made her suspect a burglar was in her home, but officers only found a rogue squirrel.
Why did they say rogue? They did not have to use the word rogue. That's that bullshit. Making fun of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my own, folks. 1996, shortly after I turned 13. And I'm in the foster care house. They hadn't changed my name yet. And I'm walking down the stairs. You know, new house. New ways of street lights coming in. Hell, I had recently lived in Spanaway. I was not even used to street lights existing. And street lights cast shadows and make shades of things and create illusionary. And there's a lab coat on the coat rack that I think is a person that broke into the house, and I proceed to whoop this lab coat's ass. I was probably like 6 or 7 punches in before I realized I'm like hitting nothing. Like, really? I'm just a swinging at just... It's like just a like the sound like a basketball going through the hoop, but like when it doesn't touch any of the hoop and it only hits the net, like that noise. And that, and I was like, I'm hitting the, fuck it. What did I even come downstairs for? I thought I was saving the kids.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had anything like that. Like, there'll be times where, like, I think I see something, but, you know, when I turn on the light, but I haven't, like, hit it or thrown something at it or run from it. I haven't. I don't know.
No, I've probably done shit like that several times.
Yeah?
Damn. Yeah. But I'm also a fucking severely scared person. Like, I'm just scared all the fuck. That might be a significant part of why I'm an introvert.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it is.
In this little space, there's less scary things. It's all familiar. I've been in every room. I looked around, peeked in the behind the curtain. I know what's going on. Right? Even still to this day, there are times, like right now, yeah, like, I might get up and go to the bathroom. I'm going to turn on the light. I'll go in a little slow. Slap the shower curtain open. And I really slap it open.
Really?
Like, I'm gonna, I got you before you got me. Like, I still do that. Now.
Damn.
Now, I've done that in the past week.
Really?
Yeah. That's just me. I'm a scared ass person. And what's ill is the type of people in the wine cellar audience are like, well, go on ahead, baby. Be scared. Like, because they get it. If yeah, you tune into the wine cellar, you're probably the type of person that you fucking get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's going on. And at least now you know that I do that to your shower curtain. Or our shower curtain.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't, I got nothing. Start keeping it open, I guess.
Hmm. I might, I'll still do a little, like, podcast listeners can't do that. I just, like, jerked my head, like, looking around the corner real fast. Got you before you got me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. That's me, man. Fucking... And I remember I was freestyle battling a cat when I was still 17, and he had actually mentioned that while freestyle, like, I remember when we were kids, you scared of this and you scared of them that, and then he couldn't find a rhyme for it and I beat him in the battle anyway. But like, it was true when he brought that up. That's always been me. Scared of this and scared of damn that.
Well,
yep.
Life is scary though.
Yeah, but I'm annoying and you know it. You're the driver of the car in the snow when I'm in the passenger seat. And I'm like, I don't know, I think you could be going a little slower. 10 miles an hour, you know, you got right, speed demon.
Y'all, he actually does that. He's like, you want to slow down a little bit, please?
Yeah. Yeah, so chill out. This is why we left early.
I think you could be using your brights right now.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm all about the brights. Especially considering the fact that everyone else is not going to stop using theirs ever.
Or like, I remember one time you literally were like, we were supposed to be going straight and there was like a turn lane and you were like, turn. And I was like, we don't have to turn. And you were like, no, turn and go in this gas station and turn around so the car that's like, either it was in front of us or behind us could go around us. And we didn't have to interact with them anymore.
Oh. Yeah, I would do that. I would do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was probably remember just a couple days ago when we were pulling up to a red light that was already red, so cars are there, and a white man got out of his truck.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, stop, don't go near him.
Right. But just stop here.
This is an uncharted, unknown white man. I need ID. He doesn't have a shirt on. These problems. Did he not have a shirt on? I don't remember,
he had
actually
a shirt on.
Yeah. Shirtless white man in a pickup truck. I don't like that.
Fucking intersection. People really just be getting out of their cars at that particular intersection. Like, a lot.
Or driving their tow trucks through the red light while towing someone's vehicle.
Oh my god.
That's something we saw.
That happened. Huh.
Good time.
Yes.
This will not be bonus material. This will be on the socialized feed, folks. Everybody gets to hear the extemporaneous conversation. All right. I need to eat a food and upload all this shit.
Yes.
Yeah, folks, we just recorded the Epstein. We recorded some very triggering child rape shit, and we recorded this. This is all Sunday evening we're recording, mm-hmm. and I'm uploading shit to drop the Epstein shit Monday morning. It's dropping.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday, the church shit. And then Wednesday, this one's going up.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday, also, your Swapcast is already recorded, uploaded, and it'll be on the public feed. Then yeah. Patreon subscribers already had it yesterday. And you got to record a swap for Friday.
Correct.
Chief.
Yes.
All right. You know what's... Here's the low-hanging fruit for swap. Just find any Julie Bindle article from any time and critique it.
Julie Bindle.
All right?
Okay, Julie Bindle, yeah.
Easy money.
Yeah. I just want to... I'm not going to read this article. This is something that we talk about a lot, and I just want to point out, this is... We've been trying to fucking tell people.
Yeah.
Told y'all. So YouTube has announced new rules about hate speech, and they are prohibiting videos promoting Nazi ideology or denying the existence of the Holocaust or other well-documented violent events such as the shooting at Sandy Hook, which sounds good, except guess what? Now actual Hitler footage is being banned from YouTube. So, like, schools and class projects about the Holocaust are not allowed to be on YouTube.
Put that shit on Daily Motion, folks.
So yeah, it's just irritating that, you know, and that's something we say a lot, is like, it's one thing to have stuff taken down, but we need archives, and now we're literally losing archives, and you know.
Yeah, like that's why I'm so glad that like in 2016 we actually played Alex Jones audio of him saying, like, some of the shit that's really not funny.
Yeah.
Like, when he was really telling his supporters, like, in his roundabout but pretty fairly direct Alex Jones way, mm-hmm. that they should kill that performer Madonna.
Yeah.
Or, like, when he goes on and on about Melissa Harris Perry day in and day out, week in and week out, and then I cannot prove that this is related, correlation, causation, and all that love. But when some white man in a pick-em-up truck just walks up to Melissa Harris Perry, found out where she was,
mm-hmm.
he's nobody, he's not special,
mm-hmm.
finds out where this millionaire is, and just walks up on her and stands next to her breathing hard for a few minutes,
right.
and then leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta pay attention to Alex Jones shit, and you gotta get it archived before these mark-ass, buster-ass liberals get the shit deleted,
right.
and we forget the truth.
Right.
Fuck, we better download those fucking George Wallace campaign videos we just watched.
Yeah, because that shit's all gonna be going down. And it's like... extra annoying because, you know, people are still in this whole, like, just coming to the realization we have concentration camps in America. And looking at, like, the similarities and the correlations of language Trump is using to talk about immigrants versus how Hitler was talking about Jewish people and disabled people and the Roma people, about, like, you know, like, they're dirty, they're a plague. Trump is saying that immigrants are what? They're, like, a fucking infestation and shit. And it's like, there's all these parallels of this fascist speech, and it was so easy to go to YouTube and pull up these clips and say, no, literally, Hitler said that. Here's Hitler being... Now you can't.
Nope.
Now you can't.
Nope.
It's like, there's a difference between, you know, promoting Nazism and saying, no, literally, Nazis said this, and then this is what happened and 12 million people died. And, you know, as opposed to, like... you know, I'm just saying, all sides matter and everyone deserves a debate, and maybe, you know, you should debate Nazis in the free market of ideas. Those are not the same thing. And now we're losing actual historical things that are of value because we can look back and say, hey, maybe we should learn something from this. And now we can't because it's getting deleted on social media because.
And when you think about, like, Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Yeah.
And, California, black women and women classified as Hispanic or Latino being forcibly sterilized, mm-hmm. most likely by rapist guards that don't want them pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and shit like that. Should we be calling prisons concentration camps?
Yeah.
Especially considering how many people are in there for what?
Right.
A reefer doobie that was probably planted on them?
Right.
Was Khalif Browder?
Yeah. Yeah, because he couldn't afford bail. I think last time I looked, it was something like 65% of inmates are in for nonviolent offenses.
Concentration camps.
They are.
And then you consider the fact that people that actually did do some shit are in there too.
Right.
So, like, you basically took some little motherfucker like me. I'm actually a fairly little guy. Mm-hmm. And you throw me in there because you planted some shit on me. And you got me in there in the cell with a big murder rapist motherfucker.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, I'm in a concentration camp situation. Yeah,
somebody said that, too, about, like, you know, because, you know, I talk about prison abolition and whatnot on, you know, my Twitter feed. And somebody said something like that, like, well, you know, because I hate the whole, like, debt to society, right? So, like, if somebody assaults me, suddenly they're paying a debt to society 5 states away on a chain gang as opposed to making reparations to me, the actual person who got, like, this nigga doesn't owe society shit, nigga, you owe me. Like, you jumped me. And somebody said, was like, well, you know, I understand the point you're making, but, like, you know, my rapist is locked up and I'm really excited about that because they can't be out here raping people. And I'm like, do you think your rapist stopped raping people because they're in prison? Like,
right. Yeah, it's okay because they're not raping people they know.
Right.
And they're raping strangers now.
They're raping bad people. You aren't in prison if you're not a bad person. So, yeah, it's totally okay to rape, you know, 16-year-old kids who got caught with weed and charged as adults because they're black or because they're poor. And it's like, yeah, your rapist is still fucking raping people. And it's probably easier because now they're locked in a cage with someone they can rape.
And guards that think it's funny.
And guards that think it's shit, we did cover that trans story.
Where we've covered a lot of them.
It was a trans inmate was locked up with a rapist who had raped them before and told the guards and was like, please don't put me back in with that person. The guards, like, literally laughed in her face and locked her back up and, you know, with someone who had a history of raping her because they thought it was hilarious. But it's just like, yeah, your rapist is still raping people. This is a bad argument.
Wait, this was on Twitter? What was their response to that?
Oh, they didn't have one.
They never fucking respond. I hate that shit. And you know what? That's why I can't be on these. I can't interact with people like this and these debates.
Yeah.
I can't. Because they can just drop out and not deal with the fact that they said some bullshit.
Right.
Like, if you're going to do this shit with me, we will be on camera and we both have to be strapped to our chairs. Neither of us can leave. Yeah, yeah, I'm talking about some false... Is that
false? False imprisonment? Kidnapping or something?
But we're on CNN. The camera's on. It's just that... Because I don't like the fact that people can't deal with the fact that you said some bullshit.
Right.
I've said some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Right? Everyone has at some point, you know.
Go back and play my old raps. I've said some bullshit. Wrote it down and rehearsed it. Right? Made it rhyme, mm-hmm. fit it to a beat, and it was some bullshit. You know? Fucking, and that's your bullshit. And you can stand next to your bullshit and say, hey, look, that's my bullshit. So, that's my bullshit to the right of me, and to the left where there's an empty space, I'm gonna build my new good shit out of what I learned. And that's how you get down. So come on to the wine cellar and build some new shit. And you can help us build some new shit.
Yes.
At patreon.com. That was corny. Fucking at patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. Where in recent days I've been putting shit up there as not Patreon exclusive. Mm-hmm. Now I'm working on not doing that and just making it like early access.
Right.
Right, like the shit that we recorded, I want to make it Patreon early access, and then it'll be on the socialized feed. Mm-hmm. So if you like to fucking just, I want all this shit now, you know, you can go there and you can get it before it hits the socialized feed. And then there's paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, where you can drop a one-time hit on these fools. Phoenix just found something.
Oh, no, I was looking for that thread, and I can't see in the comments because the person blocked me.
Yep. See, and then they can just block you. And then they can pretend it never happened. They can act like they never said that bullshit.
Right.
But we just... it makes me want to say their fucking name on the show. But nah, we're not going to fucking do that. The bullshit.
Oh, I can't see it because I'm blocked. I can't see anything. Like, I can't see any of their comments.
Oh, fuck. So it's in the can.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, and that's... And that's why this whole debt to society thing is just ridiculous and propaganda bullshit.
You know, the funny thing is, if they fucking think about what you said, keep you blocked, but then start saying what you said as their own words.
That has happened on multiple occasions.
shit. How much has that happened before you left those damn groups? Jubadoobadoo. Can you imagine, like, if you were in those groups, yo, right?
Whatever. The black feminist group, literally everyone is riding hard for that ice cream girl to get, like, the full sentence. Yeah. That's just interesting to me. I'm like, so this is, the progressive leftist feminist? Really? Really?
Wait, no, aren't these the same people that say that there's no sisterhood and you don't owe anyone anything? And that's why...
That's, they're adjacent, and some of them are in there, but, no. The people who are saying it are usually not...
Not black?
No, they're black, but they're not necessarily that Asia crowd. But they're, like, adjacent. Like, they all kind of cohabitate the same place.
We can say the Asia B crowd. Yeah. Clown ass niggas. Bunch of fools in their fucking mid and late 30s following a 22-year-old. All right. Mm-hmm. I get it.
A 22-year-old with bad ideas. That's the biggest problem. Like, not no fucking Fred Hampton shit.
Hey, it's my fault. I platformed her. I was like, hey, this is a nice kid that, you know, fellow Missandras, feminist. Mm-hmm.
Now we got
some clown that just has people getting mass reported and banned. That was the last time that Phoenix Kalita lost a Phoenix Kalita account, was the Asia B crowd mass reported her.
Yep.
Fucking clowns. All right, that ought to be that.
Yes.
Hopefully we get to do a Pads and Pawns drive.
Yes.
I want to set up to start really looking into that in mid-August. Mm. Yeah. Like, basically, we want to look for... You said you want to look at the YWCA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that also seems like something they'd be willing to do at that Unitarian church.
Okay, you know, yeah. Yes, get it on down. Yeah. So, yeah, like, folks, yes, William J. Jackson, want to get back into some activism. My life don't feel right without it. So I'm going to be exploited by the capitalists, but I'm going to turn around and take some of that fucking energy I have left over and put it to my fellow fucking humans. Let's do it. Please, motherfuckers, be as safe as possible wherever you are. My back hurts. Well, that's a good way to end it.
Because you're older, because you had sugar.
No, my back hurts because just...
capitalism?
Yeah. Yeah, I got the fucking boot on my neck. Mm. And then I looked up to fucking see what's happening because I heard something. I was like, what's happening with the boot on my neck? And then I looked up and I saw, oh... Aaron Rand Freeman and Elon James White are licking it. Outstanding. And I'm done.